The Force Field is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
From sunny Central Florida, for OnForce providers only, it's The Force Field with Rick Saboya. And now, here is your host, Rick Saboya.
Greetings, providers. Welcome to the first, the only, and the unofficial podcast for the providers of OnForce, The Force Field. I am your host, Rick Saboya, and during the next half hour, we'll cover the news, views, reviews, and interviews for and about the IT industry and the OnForce community. Our call-in segment is open to all listeners Saturday nights from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern. Call 407-278-5698. That's 407-278-5698. Or you can call in via Skype at Savoya Computer if you'd like to be part of the show. Every technician and IT professional has a set of tools that he or she relies on and are vital to the service of the customer. The size and type of toolkit, as well as the contents within, vary with the type of service performed and the requirements of the job. Some carry only hardware, others software, and some a combination of the two. The range of tools is wide, and it varies from provider to provider. But one thing is common among all. Every technician, no matter what their expertise, has at least one tool in their arsenal that they rely on or use the most, one that has proven to be a must-have on every job and has proven itself to be most invaluable. This tool is different from one provider to the next. It is more than a professional choice. It is a personal one. This week, we are going to talk to a few providers and find out what they have in their toolkits, and what their favorite tool is, or which tool they rely on the most. But first, let's take a look at what's going on elsewhere in the IT industry. A shortage of AMD processors has system builders across the country in distress. A growing number of companies who build white box systems report that AMD processors are scarce or completely unavailable, as many SKUs are on back order from distributors until further notice. A few attribute this shortage to typical end-of-year depletion in inventory, but many blame it for one specific reason on one specific company. Dell. Formerly partnered exclusively with Intel, Dell recently dropped that relationship to partner with AMD as well. This was not unexpected, of course, and industry analysts wondered why Dell didn't do this sooner, given the edge AMD has had over Intel with its product line and competitive price structure, especially during the last several years. In fact, Hewlett-Packard, a company that has long been an AMD partner, has remained very competitive with Dell because of AMD. Unfortunately, AMD was not ready to meet the demand of two Tier 1 companies and the little guys all at once, thus creating a shortage at a critical time as local and small system builders attempted to ramp up sales for both the holiday season and the impending launch of Microsoft Windows Vista. As Dell begins to buy AMD, it is quickly becoming apparent to the little system builder that the next-to-last defense against their primary competitor no longer exists, and now they are feeling the pinch. In an article published by Information Week dated October 31st, author Paula Rooney quoted Glenn Caulfield, president of Cheap Guys Computers in Orlando, Florida, as saying, "It's a fiasco. There's no product in the channel. It's all going to Dell." Caulfield also said, "AMD is divorcing the channel." Later, he added, "Intel was always a company for the big guys, and AMD was always a company for the small guys like us. The channel made AMD. Now they're at the dance with Dell, and they've thrown us to the wolves. Now, I know very well who Glenn Caulfield is. His company is my largest local competitor in Central Florida. I often see him at the AMD road shows, and it's hard to miss him there. We are alike in some ways. Although you know when Glenn arrives because you can often hear him across the room, like me, he's not afraid to speak his mind, especially to the hosts. But last month I saw him at the Intel Roadshow, and that made me think. Intel is well aware of the relationship that AMD has with its small system builders, and it was obvious at this show that they plan to take full advantage of the situation to woo the little guys over to their corner. In the past, I would be inclined to take Glenn Caulfield's comments for what they are, one reseller's opinion. However, this time, I agree with him. As a system builder myself, I know firsthand what he is talking about. I have orders in production right now that are yet to be completed for lack of one part, the AMD processor. And it isn't merely a delay. It stopped production. That hurts. Even more distressing is the fact that it is Dell buying all the product. The company has long been a thorn in the side of the local system builder, not so much because they are the largest competitor of OEM systems, but because the company has tried so hard to eradicate the local guys from the market. HP and Dell may be rivals, but it is the small system builder that Dell primarily targets, simply because collectively, the little guy owns over 30% of the PC marketplace. That is one-third of the overall market. HP would like to own it as well, but they are also part of the channel, and to a degree have a somewhat oddly more symbiotic relationship with their competition, as some system builders are also value-added resellers who sell Hewlett-Packard product as well as their own. However, Dell does not work within the channel, and has no such relationship with most resellers. They are a direct model, and with few exceptions, do not rely on relationships with resellers through the channel to market the products. So they pursue the market very aggressively, often relying on guerrilla tactics to gain market share from the local guys. Through the years, they have tried to steal customers from the little guys through a variety of tactics, such as their short-lived white box program, and below-margin pricing that has not only destroyed margin in the PC industry as a whole, but has hurt their own bottom line as well. In spite of their best efforts, however, the little guys still managed to hang on. The reason? Primarily, AMD. AMD has long been both an ally and a sanctuary for the small system builder because of their lower pricing, higher performance, and first-to-market advantages over Intel during the last 6 years. Since Dell was exclusively Intel, that was their Achilles heel. It was their one weakness and one of only two weapons that the little guy had against the Goliath in the battle for the PC marketplace, the other weapon consisting of superior domestic technical support. Now that Dell has that first weapon, the AMD processor, the war has taken a decidedly nasty turn, and the little guy is now at a distinct disadvantage. As soon as the ink was dry on the AMD deal, Dell immediately dried up the channel buying AMD inventory. Now the little guys are left without product to fulfill their orders. Dell tried to trick the little guy by building unbranded white boxes and offering them for resale to steal their customers, and that didn't work. Next, they tried to squeeze them out of the market by artificially lowering pricing, and that didn't work. Now, they are going to simply be direct and choke them out of the market. Unless AMD comes to the rescue soon, that, unfortunately, might work. I am not an Intel fan, but they did make some enticing offers with their newly revamped partner programs and incentives. And, unlike AMD, they do have a plethora of product in the channel. If AMD doesn't get their act together soon, as loyal as AMD partners are, that alone could drive some of them to Intel. After all, the little guys like Glenn and me have to get their systems delivered one way or another. Their survival, our survival, depends on it. And that's the news in the force field. I am very particular about what goes in the force field, and I only promote products and services that I either use myself or would use if I needed them. This week I would like to introduce you to a new sponsor who I've been using myself for reliable web hosting to keep the force field online 24/7. GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy's hosting plans are bigger and better than ever with 99% uptime, free 24/7 support, and no annual commitment. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Here's the best part. As a listener of the Force Field, enter the code BLU101 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. You want reliable web hosting at a great price? Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply, so see site for details. That's GoDaddy.com. You're listening to The Force Field, and this is the part of the show I look forward to the most, as it is the opportunity to talk to my fellow providers. Every service provider performs their job based on what skills they have, what procedures best work for them, and what methods they are most confident using. Everyone has their preferred tool they use to perform the work, and the one they depend on to get the job done right. This week we're going to poll the providers and find out what tools they use and rely on the most to get the job done. We'll discuss their preferences and why they depend on that tool to complete the job to their customers and their own satisfaction. Every provider has their preference, and every answer will be different. You may or may not agree with their choices. In any case, it will be an interesting, entertaining, and hopefully an enlightening exploration into another tech's toolbox as we talk to the providers and ask the question, what's in your toolkit? Or rather, what's your favorite tool? And we're talking to Steve. Steve, welcome to the Force Field.
Hey, Rick.
Do you have a specific tool in your arsenal? In your toolbox that is your favorite tool?
I like the UVCD, actually. I've got a lot of add-ins on it. I can do a whole bunch of stuff. I can do some antivirus. I can do system restores. I can do admin password resets and disk checks and a whole bunch of other stuff.
It is a handy disk. I use it from time to time as well. Actually, I use a few things. It sort of depends on the situation, and it also depends on what type of PC it is, how old it is, what it will support as far as hardware. There are some types of bootable diagnostic disks that I found won't run on certain older PCs. So I've learned to use several things, you know, UBCD, a Bartz PE, a couple of Linux distros. Sometimes I have to just bring a WinPE disk and just work off that. It just sort of depends on the PC.
Right. Yeah. I have Bartz PE and Nopix as well. I don't use them quite as much, but I do have them.
What do you think of Nopix?
Nopix takes a little getting used to. I'm actually more of a command line interface in Linux kind of guy.
Linspire has a CD bootable version that, in fact, I have one sitting across from me that I've used from time to time. My only problem with it is that it does take quite a long time to load in. You can be sitting around for a while waiting for the CD bootable version of it to load. But once it gets loaded, it's decent. It works fine.
Okay.
Okay, Steve, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, and you're welcome to call in anytime.
Okay.
Sure, take care and have a good evening.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
And we're talking to Woody. Woody, welcome to the Force Field. How are you this evening?
Good, fine. Thanks, Rick.
What's the name of your company?
I run All Computers Fixed in Columbus, Ohio.
And how's that going up there?
Well, It kind of fluctuates up and down depending on gas and also new computer prices. But summers are usually pretty decent with all the electrical storms and so forth, so we do all right in the summer. I'm sitting here holding my Ultra Power Supply tester, so I noticed you had on the site there that you want to talk about your favorite tools and so forth, and I got to tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I just got this Ultra Power Supply tester, and it's one of the newer 24-pin testers, and I'm loving it because, I mean, it does the 20, it does 24-pin ATX, it does the SATA, it does the Molex, floppy, PCIe.
It has all the connectors right there. Are they attachments, or is it all just built into the unit?
They all just plug right in, right to the same unit, so it makes it real simple. It's got green blinky lights that light up, giving you a positive response, and, you know, you can leave your multimeter at home.
Wow, that's great. Where did you pick this up?
This one came from Microcenter for $19.99.
Oh, that's not a bad deal. It works pretty well for you?
Like I say, it's one of my favorite tools other than my screwdrivers.
How long have you had this tool?
This one I picked up, I think, about 3 months ago, maybe. We hadn't seen too many 24 porters in the break fix yet until recently. So it's just now, here we are 2 years later after PCIe's been hitting the market, and so we're now starting to see where we're going to have to start carrying 24-port testers and so forth. So.
Yeah, if it's 24, that must be a fairly new product.
Right, yeah, because all the other ATX were 20. And then, like I say, about 2 years ago was when PCIe started saturating the market, and just now starting to see that those types of motherboards in break fix. So anybody out there that doesn't have a 24-pin one, go pick one of these babies up because it's worth its weight in gold.
Sounds like a pretty good deal. I'm going to have to check that out myself. I'm still using one of these little, you know, the little $6.95 jobs, and I picked that one up from a distributor a couple of years ago, and I've been using that. And, you know, it works okay, but it's not a full-featured meter tester.
Sure.
You know, it just gives me a few lights, and I still have to put my meter up to the pins and check some things. But fortunately, I haven't had to use it too much lately.
It was really just all the lightning storms and so forth over the summer. Mm-hmm. Definitely see a lot of power supply issues. So it's really an invaluable little tool, and it's about the size of a deck of cards, so, you know, it'll fit in your bag real easy.
I'll probably have to invest in one of those. I have had a few issues with power supplies that acted flaky, and you really couldn't tell for sure if it was a power supply issue or something else. But most of the time when I get a power supply, you know, it's dead. It doesn't boot up. Put another one in. Turns on, it's pretty much cut and dry.
Sure. Right. I don't know, I don't like to install a power supply if I don't have to, so.
Sure. There are those little flaky cases where it's acting funny, and you just can't pinpoint exactly where it's coming from. That's one of the first things you want to test is the power supply.
Right.
Because a good deal of the time, those little funny things that are going on are power related. Not all the time, but a good deal of the time, that's the way it turns out. And then you don't want to have to spend all of your time swapping cards and changing cables and things to find out what it is.
Sure. I mean, I got one right now that's sitting in the shop that won't boot. It's a funny one. It'll power up. And, of course, I tested the power supply of my tester, and it tested out okay. So now I got to look at motherboard, RAM, and CPU because I'm getting a power no post. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's RAM, but I haven't had time to look at it yet because I'm making calls to the force field.
Well, then I won't keep you too long so you can get back to that. But I'm sure I'm glad you called. I really appreciate it, Woody. And for those who are listening, yes, we will be doing a giveaway here on the podcast. A lucky winner, three lucky winners. One will receive an APC surge protector. That's valued at about $24. And two lucky winners will receive each a $10 gift card to Starbucks. I don't know of any technician who doesn't live on coffee. So I think for the most part, that's a pretty appropriate gift.
That is a wonderful gift.
Well, Woody, thanks for calling, and feel free to call back anytime.
Sure, we'll do that, Rick. Thank you. Love your show.
Thanks, Woody.
Thanks, Rick. Bye-bye.
And Paul is with us on the force field. Welcome to the force field, Paul.
Thanks, Rick.
What is your favorite tool in your toolkit? The one that you like to use the most?
two-sided screwdriver. The little, you know, everyone's got one. It was in their first little computer geek tools that they got. It's the white handle in the middle, and you got the small little Phillips on the one side and the straight edge on the other. And it's my absolute favorite. I am lost if I don't have that. Every computer guy, the minute you took apart your first computer, you went out to Radio Shack and bought your little 1999 tool set, and there was a little white screwdriver. White in the middle, short shafts, Phillips on the one side, long, straight edge on the other. I am lost without that tool. I am. I don't know why. It is my absolute favorite. It's the only screwdriver I want to use. When I told you to give me a couple minutes, a friend of mine had a broken keyboard on his HP. It's the first screwdriver. I got to find it. It's the one I got to find because I just love it. It's my favorite tool.
They still sell those, don't they, at Radio Shack?
Yeah, they do, yes. Sell it every kit.
I'm going to have to check that out again. Now, I have a screwdriver I use from time to time that Microsoft sent me. It's not a two-sided screwdriver, but I find myself sort of not necessarily reaching for it, but it always just seems to be hanging around.
Right.
And then it's just handy, and now it's a flat-blade screwdriver. It's not a Phillips, but it comes in handy for a lot of things, such as, you know, popping keys on keyboards and things, as you mentioned.
Popping little face plates to get the keyboard out of a laptop. They're great on laptops because you need a straight edge to pop things off. And you need Phillips to unscrew things.
Yeah.
My favorite tool.
Well,
my favorite.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
No problem.
Well, Paul, it was great talking to you. Thanks for listening.
You bet.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
And we're talking to Dave. Dave, welcome to the force field.
It's good to be back.
Dave, what do you consider your favorite and most indispensable tool in your toolkit?
That one's really simple. That's my brain.
Oh, I love that answer. Great answer.
It's my brain. It's always been my brain because that's what I've got to walk in there and take what a distraught end user who is just babbling nonsense about their computer doesn't work, and I've got to take those bits and pieces and I've got to see what's going on and put those in and come up with the magical answer for it. I mean, I don't know of a tool yet that allows me to walk up to the computer, wave it over it, and it'll tell me what's wrong with it and fix it at the same time. Wish it was, but it's just your brain.
Well, it's the perfect tool, and like every other tool, it just depends on how we use it or if we use it at all, I suppose. But I love that answer, and I'm definitely going to use it, and my brain too.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the call, Dave.
Do that.
I appreciate it. I'll take care.
You too.
Yep. Bye. I appreciate everyone who calls in and participates in the show. I enjoy talking to each and every one of you. To show my appreciation, all the providers who called in so far have been entered into a special drawing. At this very moment, I am holding in one of my hands 2 Starbucks gift cards valued at $10 each. 2 lucky winners will each receive one. In front of me is an APC PER7T search protector valued at $24, and 1 lucky winner will receive it. The first winner is Michael Wood. Michael dared to enter the force field, and he wins a $10 gift card to Starbucks. Thanks, Michael. The second winner is Steve Porter. Steve also wins a $10 Starbucks gift card. I'm sure you could use a latte about now, Steve. And our third winner is Dave Hendrickson. Dave wins the APC search protector. You never know when you're going to need one of those, Dave. And now you have one. Congratulations to all 3 winners. And thanks for being an important part of the show. Also, we recently held a contest to design a new logo for the Force Field. The winner will receive a $20 Starbucks gift card, two 15-second advertisements for the winner's business on the Force Field, and a choice of a mug or a set of Top Flight golf balls. The winner is James Calabro for his colorful 3D entry. Congratulations, James! We also have a second place finalist. Our runner-up will also receive a $20 Starbucks gift card. Our second place winner is Brian Guiney. Congratulations to you too, Brian. Dare to enter the Force Field, and you too can win. Call into the show Saturday nights from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, or visit our brand new website at www.theforcefield.net. Well, folks, our time is up. I'd like to thank everyone for listening, my kids for allowing me to do this without interruptions, and my wife for just putting up with me. If you'd like to comment on the program, you can private message me in the forums as rsavoya at forums.onforce.com, or you can reach me at rick@theforcefield.net, or visit my website at www.theforcefield.net. Opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and do not represent OnForce, Savoya Computer, or advertisers. All music on the show is original and was written and performed by Brother Rancid and the Brand New Pygmies. The show is produced and distributed by Savoya Computer. For the Force Field, I'm Rick Savoya. May OnForce be with you.